बोला हाँ मैं तो कंट्रियों में घूमता रहता हूँ मैं यहाँ, पर मेरा जो मैनेजर है उसको बोलता हूँ तो सिंध पे जाता रहे और पढ़ाई कर और कोर्स कर, मैं मैनेजर को बोल देता हूँ। फिर मैंने थोड़े दिन के बाद मैनेजर को फोन किया, बोला हाँ अभी सेंटर से आया बेन और किराया दे के आया, सेंटर पे भी जाके आया, मुरली भी सुन के और किराया भी दे के आया, आप अपने आराम से और सेवाएं करो, यहां से निश्चिंत हो जाओ। तो हमको जब ये प्रोजेक्ट शुरू हो रहा था तो बहुत क्वेश्चन थे कि कैसे लेगा, क्या होगा, किस प्रकार से, कौन चलाएगा। तो जो बाबा के बच्चे बन रहे हैं वो धीरे धीरे, क्योंकि हमारे पास फ्रेंच स्पीकिंग बहुत नहीं है, तो नहीं है इसीलिए वो एक फ्रेंच बोलने वाला और इंग्लिश बोलने वाला होता है, वो ट्रांसलेटर बनता है और धीरे धीरे फ्रेंच बोलने वाला एक गुरु बन जाता है, मतलब वही पर्सन आता है, क्योंकि भाई बहने को भी फ्रेंच मुरली तो नहीं सुना सकते। तो इस प्रकार से हम देखते हैं कि बाबा किस प्रकार से कहा किसी, मतलब बाबा के बच्चे हैं छिपे हुए हम लोगों की आप मालूम नहीं। हमने मोरिन बैंक को 50 बुक तो दिया था, हम लोगों ने सब अफ्रीका के 2 साल की रिपोर्ट की, बहुत अच्छी बुक बनाई है, बहुत अच्छी। यहाँ से कोई ने देखी, हाथ उठाओ, किस किस ने देखी है, हाँ देखी हुई है ना, हाँ। तो बहुत अच्छी सब अफ्रीका की बुक बनाई है और वो बुक में एक एक एक्सपीरियंस लिखे हुए हैं कि कैसे नयों को हुआ, कैसे सेवाधारियों को हुआ, कैसे हुआ। तो वो बुक के द्वारा इतनी अच्छी सेवाएं हो रही है। और जब ये बुक बनानी थी ना तो टाइम भी कम था, हमको मधुबन पहुंचना था, बाबा को टाइम पे बुक देनी थी और इंडिया ले आनी थी, हर एक कंट्री वालों को देनी थी। तो हम प्रिंटर के पास 1 वीक पहले गए तो कहते आपका आर्ट वर्क लाओ, हमने कहा वो आपने कोटेशन लिखा है ना प्राइज का तो थोड़ा कम करेंगे, बोला तो ज्ञान की थोड़ी बातें भी पहले सुना दी, लास्ट में निकलते समय बोला बोला अभी पहले आपका वो ले तो आओ, आपका आर्ट वर्क तो ले आओ तभी बात करेंगे। हमने कहा आर्ट वर्क तो अभी उसके पास पड़ा है, अभी चेंजेस हो रहे आएगा। अभी जब आर्ट वर्क दिया तो टाइम थोड़ा था, पर जब मैं उसके ऑफिस से निकल रही थी ना तो मैंने कहा भाव थोड़ा कम करना, देखेंगे कुछ ना भी लेवे, ऐसे वो जोकर के रूप में बात, कुछ ना भी लेवे। उसने हमको 5,000 बुक बना के दिया, इतनी सुंदर गुड क्वालिटी, कुछ नहीं लिया, उसको ज्ञान का गभी पता नहीं है, कुछ पता। और हमने उनको जाके बोला कि हमको आबू में कई लोग पूछते थे, लंदन में छपाई है, हांगकांग में छपाई है, अमेरिका में छपाई, इतनी सुंदर बुक कहाँ छपी। तो हमने वो प्रिंटर को बोला कि देखो, सब खुश हुए, बोला बोलना था ना लंदन छपी है या हांगकांग छपी है, हमने कहा नहीं, हमने तो बोला नैरोबी में छपी है। तो इतनी सुंदर उसने दिल दिमाग दे के महंगी चीजें यूज करके बना के दिया। तो हम अनुभव करते हैं बाबा टच ऐसा करता है आत्माओं को कि हर एक बात जैसे रास्ते निकल आते हैं, कितनी भी कॉम्प्लिकेशन के बीच में पांव रखो तो सारा रास्ता स्मूथ हो जाता है। और वो एक कंट्री में रजिस्ट्रेशन के लिए पेपर दिए तो एक तो 6 3 4 मास में उसने काम बिगाड़ा, वो मिनिस्ट्री में गड़बड़ वहां अपने, और वो सेक्स है, सेक्स सेक्ट क्या सेक्ट है ऐसा, वो वहां वो सारे बात बिगड़ गई। तो दूसरा एक मिनिस्ट्री में से ज्ञान में आ गया, उसने सारे मिनिस्ट्री में गए थे पेपर वो फाड़ दिए हमारा, वो नहीं तो वो पेपर पर हम वर्क नहीं कर सकते। एक तो वो $500 लेके चला गया और कुछ काम नहीं किया और सारा नाम बिगाड़ दिया। तो वो दूसरे ने जाके सारे फाड़ दिए, कहते अभी नए सर से मैं शुरू करता हूँ। तो वो नए सर से शुरू करने वाला था इंडियन एक बिजनेसमैन, और वो दोनों मिलके करते, कहते खर्चा भी नहीं पूछना कितना हुआ, हम कर देंगे रजिस्ट्रेशन। तो कहाँ भी रुकावट आती है, विघ्न आता है, कॉम्प्लिकेशन आता है तो उसको साफ करने वाला दूसरा कोई मिल जाता। तो ये सब अभी देखो योग में, और क्या हम याद करें, क्या करें, प्यार के आंसू बहते हैं, बाबा की याद में खो जाते हैं, जीरो बन जाते हैं, हीरो बन जाते हैं, बस खुशी 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 कि बाबा हाँ? कमाल है आपकी, कैसे वंडरफुल रीति से बाबा अपना काम कराते हैं, हाँ? तो बस यही है संगम युग की खुशियां। वो बुक यहाँ पर मैं समझती नहीं होगी तो मैं कहूंगी मोरिन में लाइब्रेरी में रखे या कहीं, जो आप लोग देख सको, बहुत अच्छी। कल सुबह क्लास में अगर मैं हुई तो आपको दिखाऊंगी, आज तो मैं लेके नहीं आई, मैंने कहा आप लोगों ने देखी होगी। अच्छा चलो बाबा को याद करें, बता दिया।
गए हैं जमाने के गम प्यार में ढल गए हैं उम्मीदों के लाखों दिए जल गए हैं उम्मीदों के लाखों दिए जल गए हैं कि जब से तुम्हें मेहरबान पा लिया है
तुम्हें पाते हूँ जहाँ पा लिया है तुम्हें पाते हूँ
शांति निर्माण दूसरी पीर शुरू हो गई है ये लिखे बाबा ने कहा था सिखाया भी था बोली सुन करके रिवाइज कर
ओम शांति Sorry, can't put my headphones on because of this noise in the background. Are you getting that interference as well? Are you getting this noise in the background? No? I'm the only one who's getting this background noise. I can't listen to this with this noise. 1 minute. It seems like there's some problem. I don't know whether you're getting the problem as well, but I can just about hear, Daddy, just. But there's this interference, this noise crackling. I don't know what she said. She's saying repeat it, but I don't know what she said. Just trying to get Jesuben's attention then. Oh, that seems better. Oh yes, that's better. Sorry about that. One is to revise the Murli. Revise the Murli to such an extent that you remember the whole Murli. All of the things of Baba's are remembered. So then the sense of remembering other things is finished. And past is past.
बाबा की बात करती बीती सुबह थी.
So now we remember the things of Baba. He says, let the past be past.
याद आती है तो बीती 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 सो बीती हो जाती है.
If you remember the things of the past, just think, past is past. But
जो हमारे कर्मों के खाते में चली गई.
The past is actually gone into our account of karma.
तो कर्म खींचते हैं.
And then that karma pulls us.
खाते में चले गए ना.
Because it's gone into that account of karma.
कर्मों का खाते में चले गए.
So we need so much power that the things that have gone into the account of karma can be erased.
इतनी बीती सो बीती में ताकत है.
So past is past. That slogan has that much strength, that much power.
जो आज बाबा ने कहा.
As Baba said today, one, the world is calling out. Secondly, time is calling. If you don't hear that sound, then all the other sounds that we have heard in the past, they keep ringing in our ears. It's as if then a ghost has entered. Mama said, used to say, that the things of the past are like ghosts. If you remember them, it's like a ghost is influencing you. But if you remember Baba, then that ghost which had previously entered is chased away. So if people are remembering things of the past, they can't remember Baba. So either the father remains or the ghosts remain. He is the Supreme Soul. He is the most beloved of all. He is the Supreme Soul. He gives us so much knowledge that gives us power. He explains to us how to take every step. He teaches us. And by saying children, children, he decorates us so much. So the decoration of Brahmins, for some I say, what is the decoration of Brahmins? They don't know about hairstyles. They don't know about decorating themselves physically. But the decoration of Brahmins is that simplicity. From the time we have come to Baba, Baba has taught us what to eat and how to dress. And when we sleep, how to sleep. When we awaken, how we should awaken. What we should eat, what Baba is feeding us. And I've told you before, the first night that Dadi had come to the Yajna to meet Baba, Dadi saw all the sisters dressed in white. In those days, we didn't have steel plates, but they used to use white plates and white bowls. And it was night, evening time, and after Murli, they were all having dinner and they were eating puri and kheer, which is like rice pudding. And it was such a lovely scene, and I felt that I was in heaven. They were having hot puri and rice pudding, and they were all sitting in a line on the floor. Now we have tables and chairs, but they were sitting with a lot of love. So one, I saw the love, the atmosphere of love, and then I saw their white clothes. And so the thought was, how can I go into hell from here? What is hell? What has hell got to offer? There's just quarrel and conflict and war, where there is greed and jealousy. There's selfishness and lies. That is hell. Those who want to be the residents of heaven, they have an attraction for honesty and selflessness. They would want to be simple.
waste jo hai na mota bana deta hai buddhi moti.
And as we heard, it's waste that makes the intellect grow.
Buddhu business kya karega?
How could a person who's a buddhu, a fool, do business? One whose intellect is filled with other things, how can they do business?
Usko akal nahi honga business karne ka.
They won't have the sense of how to do business.
Business auron se kiya jata hai.
Business is done with others. In that you need a good nature, you need honesty.
Gyan marg mein business
on the path of knowledge, somebody is said to have a good business when they have honesty and selflessness and a great deal of checking every night. In my time, my Lokik father used to check his accounts every night before he came home. And we used to ask him, how much have you earned today? And I would say, give me some so that I can donate it in the morning. And I would say, tell me how much you earned today. Nowadays, we have accountants and other business people. And in the olden days, things were a little bit more simple, very good indeed. And so that time, where there was honesty and attitude of selflessness, they used to do business in the right way. They never appeared to be busy. Yesterday, somebody said to me, you say that we should make a lot of effort, but then sometimes it becomes a pressure. We can't do too much. Or I can't do too much. And then, because of that pressure, I become a little bit sad. And there's the pressure of service where we have to keep contact with so many, we have to talk to so many, and that's pressure on me. So Daddy thought, well, what can I do for this person? One who feels a lot of pressure, their pressure has to be checked. Blood pressure, in other words. Somebody had written an email to Daddy that my pressure has become low. And then others had to be careful that what service can we ask this person to do now? And if the pressure is high, it means that there's been some anger and that spoiled the task. Or somebody has become angry with me, then my pressure becomes low. And so, seeing that one's pulse, we think we have to be careful with them. So Baba says, children, I don't put you under any pressure. I tell you the easy things. I tell you the things that are easy to do. All you have to do is pay attention that your sins of the past are incinerated.
Baba,
in I, the soul, there is the part of 84 births, and that awareness is there. Such a tiny soul, and yet the part of 84 births is there. These are not new things, but Baba reminds us of these things. And this is Baba's wonder. He reminds us, hey soul, you were this, hey child, you were this once upon a time. And I feel, yes Baba, I was. So there's no pressure in that. I don't have to do anything in that. There's no pressure of service. The things that emerged inside automatically come out through the mouth. So my volume is low?
No, it's humming. There's a hum with it.
I don't have a hum now. You might be receiving that, but I'm not.
It's okay, we can live with it.
I will
okay.
Continue.
Yeah.
That is just asking what's happening because people down there look a little bit uncomfortable. But don't think it's anything from my end. Maybe the sound room. So, maybe Jasuben might go on the stage or I might come. Let me see. Jasuben's going to try and rectify the fault from here. So until that time, let's just have a moment's silence, Daddy's saying, and think about the things you've just heard. Thank you. I'm still going to continue speaking. Jasubin's asking me to speak. I don't know if this is okay. Yes, Vijay Bhai is indicating it's fine. Thank you. Okay, if you just say to Daddy, she can carry on. Yes, it's fine with me. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry about this today. So Baba gives us everything. That's easy to do, he says. One, your sins will be incinerated and you will become light. When your past finishes, then you'll be able to inculcate the things of the present. Baba gives signals for service. He says, children, do this, do this, do that. And we know it's destined to happen, and so it happens with ease. Because in every country, every village, there is one or other Baba's beloved child waiting, sitting, waiting for his message from Baba. So not only does he receive a message, but he receives new life. Seeing this life, they say this is a very elevated life. And Baba said, Daddy's asking the question, who is able to sit until 8:15? Who needs to go by 8? Those who want to go by 8? Others can stay another quarter of an hour until 8:15. Because Daddy has limited time with us. So Baba has said that even the fathers, even those who come to establish religion, come with a message, and they come from up above. So we are the messenger children of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. One is to give the message through knowledge. That knowledge, that message should be so powerful that people feel that this is God's message for me. And so there are very wonderful stories that he can share about this. Places where Daddy has gone, people have felt that the message that she's relaying is God's message. Very good stories about this, but there's one particular story where Baba wanted to uplift one soul who had had an accident very suddenly, and their life was going to spoil somehow anyway, but they had an accident before that, and Baba said to me, in Bombay at such and such a hospital, this person is has been admitted, and don't tell anyone, but Baba wants you to go there, straight there, not to anybody else in Bombay. So I went immediately, and I gave them Baba's letter and Baba's toli. And Baba had said that this is my rishi child, one who is a yogi, one who is of a royal status. And after some time, Baba had come to Bombay, and this soul, poor thing, was trapped in a lot of karmic bondages. And Baba saw this child coming, and Baba said, my rishi child is coming. So Baba's message should have so much power. What's the meaning of a message? Just as the founders of religion bring a message from up above, the soul is pure at that time and comes with a message. So we too are Baba's pure children and give a message. And it's like an angel coming, relaying that message, and then disappearing, then that message can then never be forgotten. And Baba says, every jewel of knowledge is so valuable, it is imperishable. If someone receives even one jewel, it's so valuable in their life, they remember it again and again. When we receive lots of jewels, then they can be forgotten, but one jewel, and they will remember that someone came to them, gave a message and left. The other is to buzz knowledge and not leave that unfinished, because the company of Maya is seriously bad. And to come here into the gathering is very good, but if we are on our own, then Maya can come and there's questions like, what can I do, how can I do it, and there's some confusion. And Daddy says, don't ask why and how, just think, when the child has courage, the father's help is there, that the Lord is pleased with an honest heart. If one asks, what can I do, how can I do it, they don't achieve anything. They're not able to do anything for themselves or for others. But when we think, when the child has courage, God gives help, then that honesty, courage can really help you. And you ask, what have I received? I feel I've received so much help from Baba just by having courage and by being honest with Baba. And as we are honest, we keep that honest heart with the Lord is pleased. So many centers have opened in different places. In the beginning, we didn't even have a tin with a little bit of flour. There was a little bit of salt. There was no turmeric. There were no vegetables. There was nothing else. And there were three of us. There was Didi, Manohar Dadi, and myself. At night, we used to make these small chapatis. And Didi would eat this, I would make it, and Didi would have it. And there was nothing to spread on the chapatis either. And the students that we served, they once asked, can we see your kitchen? And they saw and they were so upset that we didn't have anything. And so they then offered their help. So was a time when there was no rice in the kitchen. There was an old mother, a mother who had very good feelings for the sisters, and she used to send a little container of milk every day. And one time I said to her, instead of milk, can you send us vegetables? And what happened was, she stopped sending the milk and the vegetables either. And Mama said, we'd made a mistake. And why did you say that? That Sol's feeling was to give milk. And you asked for vegetables. So that's how that ended. And one person also wanted to know what our diet was, what we ate. And we showed them how we lived very simply. And it was just one room with a curtain. On the other side of the curtain, it was Manohar Dadi staying, and she had a little bed there. Sometimes she would sit, sometimes she would be asleep, and she wouldn't make any noise when there was a student. On the other side of the curtain was that little classroom. And so in those days, 100 rupees was a very big thing. And so Daddy remembers the name of that student who was a lawyer, actually. And he gave 100 rupees. And so we didn't eat from that 100 rupees. But Didi had to go to a Kumbh Mela somewhere. And I said to Didi, take this 100 rupees and use it in service. And then another time we served a businessman in this place, Chandni Chowk. And a good businessman, he used to make soap in his factory, but also they used to peck ghee, purified butter. And so the waste product in processing the ghee was what they used in making soap. And we said to him, we would like to come and have a little gathering, a spiritual gathering at your place. And so he agreed. And in the evening, he invited all his staff to come. And 7 till 8, we would have a gathering there. And so he said, at least let me send one container of ghee to you and 10 kilos of soap. And so, for us, it was fantastic to have received soap to then wash our clothes well. And so we told Baba this. And we said to him, well, if you can send 20 tins of ghee to Madhuban, we will accept one tin of ghee for our center. And so this is how they did this, and it was Janmashtami. Janmashtami, the birthday of Krishna, that festival approaching, and they were able to make nice things for that in Madhuban. And he never was able to come to the center in the early morning because he was a big businessman and his business hours were early morning. And he didn't have a wife, but he had a daughter-in-law. A daughter and daughter-in-law. And when Daddy used to go to him to share knowledge, he would say, don't give me any phone calls, just let me sit and listen. And he started sending sacks of grain, wheat actually. When Baba started receiving this grain, soap, etc., Baba sent, I think, five or six other sisters to that center. And, 12 sisters, 12, because good service was happening and Baba felt that let them have greater attention. And so Daddy thought, where are all these 12 sisters going to stay? And so it was very wonderful for Didi and myself. And the sisters became so clever. Kunj Daddy became very clever. Ishu Daddy, Mugli Daddy, which is the sister of Kamalmani Daddy. And so they started service in different towns. So when there is the attitude, the feeling to learn, then each one feels, I want to be a very good server. And Shield Daddy was very clever also. There was one particular sister Daddy's remembering, one of the Daddies, who was so clever, very clever. Baba loved her. And she used to play the records for morning class. And one time I did that service and the needle didn't come on the record properly. And Baba said to me, it wasn't my job to do that. And it was one particular song. And that was, Leave Your Throne of the Sky and Come Down Here. And Baba said, this is not your job. Let Ishu do this job. And so I never had the sense of using the music equipment or the telephone. And Baba sent Ishu Daddy to Gurgaon, where the other souls that we know, Sarla Didi of Ahmedabad, Bharti Ben of Rajkot, and Nimu Ben of Bombay, Nepensi Road, they emerged from Ishu Daddy's service. And we saw Jagruti last night, a little soul like this can do such good service. You saw the service of last night's pantomime. So Ishu Dadi had gone to this place, Gurgaon, and one night she had a fever, and it was in just 3 days.
100 miles se 200 miles dur bhi vibration aane lage.
The vibrations of that soul could be felt hundreds, 200 miles away even, because that soul left the body after 3 days of fever, and her face was sparkling. And we received the message. I was in Pune and Mama was somewhere else, and when I told Mama that Ishu had left the body, Mama said, doesn't matter, so what? Not a big thing if soul renounces their body. And somebody said she was our mother, our sister, and our teacher. And she was a wonderful, wonderful sister. So why I share this is to inspire you that whatever there is to do in life, to do that here and now, not to leave things, but do the things that you feel inspired to do. She never used to think, this one is a big businessman, this one is a big officer, how can I speak to them? Never. But she used to sit very quietly and explain knowledge to them. So when one does service with an honest heart, with that bhavna, that feeling of helping another, then that has a big impact. And I was thinking, who is Ishu? And Mama, we used to ask Mama, and now I used to ask Didi, and Didi said, when Didi first met Maureen, that she thought Maureen is that soul, Ishu. And you look at Jayanti Ben, and Jayanti Ben, and how her birth has been, and it was Rajni Ben, Jayanti Ben's mother, who felt that Jayanti Ben was quite weak in body, and that if she ate eggs, it would help her become stronger. And they tried feeding her eggs, and she would just vomit it out. So she's been vegetarian right from the beginning. And so if somebody leaves their body whilst engaged in real effort, then such a soul's vibrations are felt. And we would ask Baba, where would this soul have taken birth? And Baba would say, what does it matter to you where they've taken birth? Even to this day, Baba has not revealed to us where Mama has taken birth. So the service that's happening, who is doing that service? And it's not that we are doing service, but somebody is enabling us to do that service. And one African sister that had met Dadi, she's not with us right now, but she is actually from Zambia. She's of 27 years age, but she was relating to Dadi 9 years ago. She said she used to believe in masters. And again and again, people in white dress would come in front of me. And I used to think, who are these people in white dress, Indian in white dress? And I used to think, she would come to me again and again. She used to say that again and again these people in white dress would come in front of me, and I had that faith that one day God will come to me. And so what happened was, she was invited. No, actually she wasn't invited. Somebody else was invited to this peace of mind retreat, and she took the address from that person. And that other person said, somebody else said to her that you're searching for God and you don't know about Brahma Kumaris, you should go to India. And so she went to India, and she went to Udaipur, and she was told that from Udaipur it was 7 hours to go to Mount Abu. And she arrived in Mount Abu, and when she came, she was told she'll have to stay in a hotel, and the hotel was dirty. Actually, no, in Udaipur she was told she has to stay in a hotel. And then when she came to Mount Abu, and she came to the Brahma Kumaris, she met Shashiben. And Shashiben said, yes, you can stay 3 or 4 days with us. And so she stayed about 8 or 10 days. And when she was leaving, she told Daddy, Daddy, I'm leaving. And Daddy said, don't go. Daddy asked her to stay on and stay and meet Baba. And she changed so much. She changed not just in dress, but she was just so happy. And then this time round again, she had come to Mount Abu, and Daddy said to her, stay and enjoy Baba's meeting, and Daddy gave her sister Fee to look after her. And Fee is also from Africa, and Daddy's saying how that soul is really, really sparkling, because she felt that one day she should meet God, and now she's saying she's found God, she's found everything. And so this is how service should be from the heart, so that you can find Baba's beloved children who are scattered around in the world. And they, such souls, become worthy of carrying out Baba's service. So she's at the moment in India and waiting for Daddy's return. So Daddy said to Fee, you should stay until Baba's next meeting and give this soul company, give her cooperation, give her all the love from Baba, give her cooperation, no, give her your company, love, and Baba's cooperation. So this is what we have to do. Give love, give company, give cooperation. So not only do we have to give Baba's message, but these things too. And it is our job to serve souls in this way. So yesterday, the story of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory had very good meaning, and so that he thinks this is probably a story that was the original story. It wouldn't have been a real story, a practical story. But the stories Daddy is relating are stories that are real, practical stories that have happened. Stories that make your eyes open, your heart open. When your eyes open, it means your heart has opened. The things that were suppressed in the heart, they come out. And the things that Baba tells us, they enter the heart. And so the heart says, thank you to Baba that I am sitting with you, Baba.
Mic uthao
Om Shanti.